Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
For 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 67 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A U.S. district judge says she plans to issue a preliminary injunction that prohibits the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students without going through the legally required procedure. The development comes hours after the Trump administration tried to begin the formal process of revoking Harvard's student visa program. Trump tariffs blocked.
A staggering setback for President Trump's aggressive trade agenda. A panel of judges on the U.S. Court of International Trade blocking most of Trump's sweeping tariffs on China and other trading partners, determining that they are contrary to law.
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. The administration has filed paperwork with the Court of Appeals. There's now a $10,000 reward being offered for anyone who provides information that leads to the arrest of escaped Arkansas prison inmate Grant Hardin, the former police chief who left a prison in Arkansas wearing a fake guard's uniform. This is ABC News. Filings for unemployment benefits jumped last week, but American workers remain secure in their jobs, the Labor Department says, despite uncertainty over global trade. There were 240,000 applications for unemployment last week, still considered a relatively healthy number. This sounds like something out of a movie. ABC's Andrea Fuji with more on a big jewelry bust in the Los Angeles area.
A brazen jewelry heist in Southern California.
Everything, bro! It's all the customer shit, bro!
$2 million in jewels stolen at this family-owned store in Simi Valley.
This is a life-altering tragedy for us.
The thieves cutting a hole in the roof of the neighboring candy shop. One of the burglars sliding on the ground before covering the security cameras with spray paint, then spending hours cutting through the wall and right into the jewelry store's 5,000-pound safe.
Tropical storm has formed in the Pacific off the coast of Mexico, this one named Alvin. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HT2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court & Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for clouds and sun mix and comfortable conditions. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 71. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms toward evening, and a high of 80. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 44, it's 69 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Court & Main is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Court & Main makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Court & Main, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It's 69 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Hormel Foods Corporation is recalling approximately 256,185 pounds of canned beef stew product that may be contaminated with foreign material, specifically wood, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced. The canned beef stew item was produced on February 4th. The product subject to recall is 20-ounce metal cans containing Dinty Moore beef stew with Best by February 2028 and lot code T02045 printed on the can. The lot code may have an additional number at the end. The product subject to recall bears establishment number EST199G printed on the can. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. The problem was discovered after the establishment notified FSIS that they have received three consumer complaints reporting pieces of wood in the beef stew product. There have been no confirmed reports of injury due to consumption of this product. Anyone concerned about an injury should contact a healthcare provider. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Senators Amy Klobuchar and Peter Welch to introduce the SMART Act,
Strengthening Medicare and Reducing Taxpayer Prices Act. The legislation would expand the number of drugs that Medicare can negotiate lower drug prices for, reduce federal spending, and give the Department of Health and Human Services stronger tools to negotiate lower drug prices in Medicare Part B and Part D. According to preliminary estimates from a model by West Health and Verdant Research, if the Smart Prices Act was enacted in 2026, it would save 33% more by 2030 than current law. It would also allow Medicare to begin negotiations earlier and bring down the price of more expensive drugs. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says President Trump's tariff and trade policies are chaotic and harmful. The Wisconsin Democrat cited an example during a tour of Peck Family Farms in Chippewa Falls Wednesday, noting that the president said he was going to impose a 50% tariff on the European Union, only to back off days later and defer them by more than a month. Baldwin said the authority to implement trade policy lies with Congress, not the executive. She said it's her impression that Trump is talking about handshake agreements. Baldwin said Trump's chaotic trade war with China, Mexico, and Canada, the nation's three largest trade partners, makes it harder for Wisconsin farmers and producers to plan for the future. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says the House passed Big Beautiful Bill budget reconciliation contains unacceptable spending, and he'll continue to dig his heels in to oppose it. During an appearance at the Milwaukee Press Club Wednesday, the Wisconsin Republican said he'll put pressure on House and Senate leadership and President Trump to get serious about reducing spending because you don't defeat the deep state by continuing to fund it at President Biden's levels. Johnson said he doesn't talk about cuts, but about returning to reasonable pre-pandemic levels of baseline spending using the same expenditures that President Clinton, Obama, and Trump in his first term laid out. He said that's just returning to a reasonable spending level. Johnson and fellow Republicans Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are opposed to the House bill, and Johnson said he believes more Republican senators are opposed as well. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of 15 other attorneys general in filing a lawsuit to stop the National Science Foundation's attempt under the Trump administration to gut funding for critical scientific research and education at universities in Wisconsin and across the nation. The lawsuit filed Wednesday seeks to block the implementation of two NSF policy directives that jeopardize scientific research at Wisconsin universities and threaten the global role of Wisconsin and U.S. public universities in scientific innovation. One directive, issued in early May, threatens millions of dollars in NSF funding used by Wisconsin's public universities to pay for the infrastructure necessary to carry out federally funded research, including laboratory facilities, administrative support, data security, regulatory compliance, and other shared institutional resources. These expenditures are known as indirect costs. The NSF directive imposes a 15% cap on indirect cost reimbursements for all NSF-funded research at higher education institutions. At UW-Madison, where negotiated indirect cost rates for on-campus research typically range between 50 to 60%, this cap is expected to result in an annual loss approaching $38 million by fiscal year 2028. The other directive, issued in April, has resulted in the targeted termination of NSF-funded projects directed at expanding participation in science, technology, engineering, and math by underrepresented populations. Such projects are intended to maintain the nation's competitive edge by harnessing previously untapped potential and expanding the domestic STEM-capable workforce. At UW-Madison, the NSF has terminated 16 such grant programs, whose estimated award amounts are approximately $14 million. Of that amount, UW-Madison had drawn approximately $8.2 million, with an anticipated additional disbursement of approximately $5.9 million over the life of the awards. This includes the termination of a project at UW-Madison aimed at advancing math and science learning opportunities in indigenous communities, its termination disrupted efforts to expand access to science education and support economic development in underserved rural areas. It's the third day of the nurses' strike at Mariner Hospital, and today hospital leaders are meeting with union reps in an attempt to strike a deal. WKOW reported they've had more than 20 bargaining sessions so far this year. Mariner staff say they've stayed very busy, and their hundreds of traveling nurses have provided top-notch care to patients. Nurses in the union say they're not satisfied with safety, staffing, and pay accommodations. Congressman Mark Pocan and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joined the picket line yesterday, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. The strike is set to last through the weekend. It's the first time the Service Employees International Union of Wisconsin has called a strike for any workers in any sector. A mediator will be part of today's bargaining session. Mariner released a statement saying, during the duration of this strike, the rhetoric may lead the general public to think that we have major issues. But the reality is that while there are always improvements to make, we are running an award-winning hospital. We remain willing to work with our team members and make improvements in areas where they have voiced. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services have announced the finalization of a new regulation aimed at protecting kids from lead poisoning. According to a press release, the agency has lowered the threshold for lead poisoning from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. The threshold change will allow more families to access educational health resources to address lead poisoning. DHS officials estimate that about 1,400 more kids will now qualify for environmental intervention services. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over 24 members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa nearly 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date, but they are currently inspecting the bridge. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service. Otherwise, the closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. A Muscadet man lost his life in a motorcycle versus tractor crash Tuesday night. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of the crash on Highway 133 near Taylor Road in the town of Muscadet. When deputies arrived, they learned Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, was eastbound on Highway 133 operating his motorcycle. At the same time, Brian Perkins, 52, of rural Richland Center, was also eastbound on 133 operating a tractor, pulling a large planter traveling in front of Griffith. The investigation determined that Griffith collided with the rear of the planter on Highway 133 near Taylor Road. Muscadet Fire and EMS were paged to the scene, but due to his injuries, Matthew Griffith was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office. Perkins was uninjured. It was determined that lighting on the tractor and the planter were illuminated and working correctly at the time of the crash. Matthew Griffith was not wearing a helmet, and speed is also believed to be a contributing factor. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Muscadet Police Department, Grant County Coroner's Office, Muscadet Fire Department, and Muscadet EMS. A Madison police say 6-year-old accidentally shot himself. The child is in serious condition from the Monday incident at Harmony Apartments on the city's east side. Madison police say the boy allegedly got hold of a holstered but unsecured handgun and shot himself in the head. Police arrested the boy's caregiver, who was also the gun owner, on recklessly endangering safety, felony neglect, and negligent handling of a weapon charges. Harmony Apartments, the site of 2 gun deaths in 2023, was declared a nuisance property before new owners took over the complex. The Iowa County Communications Department reports responding to a call Wednesday night around 5:15. Responders were sent to an overturned semi-crash on State Highway 80 near Aid Road in the township of Pulaski. The Highland Fire Department, Highland EMS, Iowa County Sheriff's Deputies, Alliant Energy, and the Department of Natural Resources responded to the scene. The driver was transported to a local hospital by ambulance. It's 68 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
It's back up to 69 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Neglected graves on Oak Ridge and a forgotten cemetery. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Tales from the Tombstone, as it was written, the Oak Ridge Cemetery is another one of those neglected and almost forgotten cemeteries in the county. However, a part of that cemetery is kept under its way, the brush is cut, and the grass is mowed, and an effort has been made at least for the last resting place of old settlers in an orderly way. But for most part, berry bushes, poison ivy, weeds, tall grass, they run riot. The cemetery is quite old. Its dates coming back and as well not known, like many of the old-time burying places, it's connected with a church. The church stood on the very same site, a hewn log building erected in 1871. It is now gone, having been torn down, and no trace of it is left. Its site is now part of a hayfield, which also hides from view those who pass along the highway next to that little cemetery. An odd tree, it's a dead hickory, is used as a fence post on the south side of the cemetery. It was probably not very large when the church was built. Not large? Well, that was what was in sight. It was worth looking at. Flickers and woodpeckers, they've been at work on the tree since it's dead. For some time now, it's been carved to perfection. Down on Oak Ridge, there's a forgotten cemetery, which little is known. It's a small plot near the Stibbe farm at the junction of two roads as they meet, one of them coming from Hoosier Hollow, what will become Highway 14 soon to in the Main Ridge Road. One would not notice the three or four tombstones that are still standing there or as it were, two of them laying there. So obscure is it, and so far forgotten, that relatives of those buried, and I quote, have never heard about it, end quote. That is, until a number of years ago, when this writer of the article has taken time to go to that tall hickory stand and make a marker for the spot. One of the stones still leans up against a fence post. A child, Jasper, is buried in that spot, along with his grandparent from the Brenneman family. Strange how folks will become separated when two are buried on Oak Ridge. The mother, Mrs. Brenneman, and her son, Mart, are buried in the Indian Creek Cemetery near the village of Orion. The father, he was buried in the Richland Cemetery, where a flag flies over his grave on each Memorial Day. That is for Anthony Brenneman, a Civil War veteran. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering a historic tree along Highway 56 near Fancy Creek.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Three Northeast Wisconsin students have placed in the top 0.5% of students in the country. Lisa Hale has more.
One Oshkosh West High School junior did what less than 0.25% of American students can do each year. He achieved a perfect score of 36 on his ACTs. Roman Stonick credits his hours of studying and participation in the math team with his success. Two of his classmates, Aria Bowler and Samuel Kirshner, each earned an impressive score of 35. All are outstanding academic achievements and place the students from Oshkosh among the top students nationwide.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center participated in National Stop the Bleed Day on May 22nd by training 15 staff to refresh skills and learn new techniques to stop life-threatening bleeding until advanced professional help arrives. Uncontrolled bleeding accounts for nearly 40% of trauma-related deaths worldwide. The average time it takes to bleed out is 3 to 5 minutes, but it often takes 7 to 10 minutes for a first responder to arrive. Stop the Bleed training teaches ways to stop the bleeding until advanced professional medical help arrives. This training is available to anyone who is interested. No medical training is required. Learn more at stopthebleedcoalition.org. Vernon County Department of Human Services is accepting requests for proposals for the provision of meals for the Senior Nutrition Program in Viroqua, Westby, Lafarge, DeSoto, Hillsboro, and Reedstown. The contract period for the proposals is from January 1, 2026 through December 31, 2026. Sealed proposals must be labeled Senior Nutrition Program Bids and submitted to Jill Bender, Director of Vernon County Department of Human Services, at 318 Fairlane Drive, Suite 100, Viroqua, Wisconsin, 54665. Proposals will be accepted until 4:30 Monday afternoon, June 16th. For more information, contact Brenda Olson, Unit Director of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County, at 608-637-5201. Specification packets will be available at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County at 402 Courthouse Square, Viroqua, 54665. Dane County is seeking public input related to Chapter 71, Regulation of Icebound Inland Waters. This ordinance is intended to promote public safety on the frozen lakes in Dane County. Regardless of ordinance language, the risk of travel on frozen water is held by the traveler. The existing ordinance covers the prohibition of cars and trucks, weight limits and flotation requirements for all-terrain vehicles, regulation of airboats and hoverboats, parking at public facilities, and docking at piers, mooring buoys, and rafts. A public informational meeting for individuals that wish to learn more about the ordinance will be held Tuesday, June 17th, from 6 to 8 at the Lucier Family Heritage Center in Madison. Representatives from the Dane County Sheriff's Department and the Land and Water Resources Department will be present to provide information and to answer questions. Public comment will be accepted at the public informational meeting, and written comments will also be accepted online through July 15th. For more information, including an online public comment form, visit the project website at wrd.danecounty.gov/public-comment/review-of-chapter-71. It's 69 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Catherine Maud, Kate Flansburg, 99 of Boscobel, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Maud, Kate Flansburg, 99 of Boscobel. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87 of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, Rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements. Nolan Turnmeyer is survived by his wife, Julie, stepson, Shannon Swigum, his children, Anita Holman and Alfred Turnmeyer, four grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87 of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63 of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Doug Heisel is survived by his wife, Kathy, two daughters, Nicole and Phil Benson, and Holly Heisel, five grandchildren, two brothers, Steve Heisel and Barb Edwards, and Carl Heisel, two sisters, Pam Heisel and Sandy Heisel, Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Cazenovia, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Cazenovia American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday, June 20th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Kataravic is survived by his wife, Jeanette, son, Lon and Patty Kataravic of Prairie du Sac, two grandsons, five great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, other relatives, friends, and neighbors. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Cazenovia.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Andrew and Lexi Lederhaus. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, so far today, we've been in a quiet zone here across much of our region. There's been a few sprinkles noted in parts of central and northern Wisconsin. Also a batch of showers and thunderstorms down through Missouri, tracking through the southern half of Illinois. That will be missing us to the south the rest of today. But there could be just enough instability building with the heating this afternoon to kick up an isolated shower in our area, so we'll keep an eye on that. The slightly better chance is just off to our north and east. Tomorrow, about the same story, a cold front will be charging in during the late afternoon from the north, could kick up some scattered thunderstorms, especially over the northeastern three quarters of Wisconsin, but they'll be fast moving and just brief in nature. We do anticipate a pretty nice weekend if you want to get outdoors with seasonably warm temperatures and quite a bit of sunshine. A warm front moving through Sunday brings a small chance of showers during the afternoon. Otherwise, some of the warmest air we've had so far this season arriving for early next week. The rest of today, though, a mix of clouds and sun, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high at 71, west to northwest wind 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 50. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer. 30% chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms toward evening, especially northeast areas. High near 80 with a northwest wind of 10 to 20. We clear off Friday night, low 53. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy. Very nice temperatures, hitting 77. Slight chance of a shower during the afternoon far west. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, with a 20% chance of a thunderstorm during the afternoon, high near 81. And Monday, some summer-like weather, good amount of sunshine, more humid, high 86. Tuesday, warm and sticky, scattered storms likely later in the day, high 85 degrees. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 59, our low this morning was 44. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 71. The record high for this date was set in 2018 at 91. The record low, 28, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 46. Sunset tonight will be at 8:32, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 6 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.04. Relative humidity is 47% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to food. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers.
We spend about $1 trillion on food in this country every year, and then we spend about $1 trillion on the poor health impacts of that food that we've eaten.
That's Devin Clatell of the Rockefeller Foundation, who adds that the U.S. spends more on health care every year than any large, wealthy country in the world, yet has the worst health outcomes per capita.
Not only is diet a driver of poor health in this country, but it's also a tremendous driver of health care costs. So it turns out that we're quite good at paying for healthcare, but not particularly good at buying positive health outcomes.
Clatell says the problem, unfortunately, is greatest in the communities that can least afford it.
The burden of poor diet is not shared equally amongst different communities here in the United States. We know that certain communities suffer disproportionately from the health effects of poor diet. And those include rural communities, seniors, veterans, communities of color, and low-income households. And so those are many of the communities that we focus our work on.
The Rockefeller Foundation has partnered with organizations like the American Heart Association, the Veterans Health Administration, and others to fund food as medicine initiatives. There's still some hope of a turnaround, and I'll share that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Judges deliver President Trump a tariff setback. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of International Trade has ruled that President Trump must temporarily pause tariffs imposed on three of the largest buyers of U.S. ag products. The ruling requires the administration to remove 10% tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China because tariffs can only be imposed by Congress. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net tells Brownfield this may not have a significant impact since tariffs were already lowered prior to the ruling.
I think we're still at kind of a status quo of waiting to see what happens. Because at this point, I'm guessing the Trump administration is still going full tilt to try to get these trade deals done with all these different countries, including Mexico, Canada, and the Chinese.
But he tells Brownfield it may adjust the administration's approach on trade. McCormick says commodity prices have not reacted much. A Farm Service Agency official says landowners that want to enroll acreage in one of the Conservation Reserve Program options are running out of time. Ian Krause tells Brownfield the continuous sign-up and general sign-up enrollments need to be done by June 6th. Krause says the Conservation Reserve Program is functionally the same, except for one difference with the continuous sign-up CRP that's similar to last year, all because of the 2018 Farm Bill.
We have that 27 million acreage cap associated to it. So to make sure we're staying under that Farm Bill cap, we do have the batching process going for continuous sign-up. So that will be approved in bulk rather than as they are submitted.
Krause says applying now gives landowners the best opportunity to sign up for CRP because the acreage cap is across several programs nationwide. A plant pathologist says farmers need to keep an eye on winter wheat as heads emerge. Dr. Damon Smith with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield the fungus that causes head scab likes moisture and warmer temperatures, which are in the weather forecast.
I think folks should really be out scouting, looking at that anthesis. Are the heads out? Is there flowering there? The real sweet spot to get a fungicide application on is at the start of anthesis to about 5 days after the start of anthesis. So that's really your window of opportunity there to get a fungicide on.
Smith says farmers should also be watching for stripe rust in wheat, which was a problem in Wisconsin last year.
Michigan and Ontario, Canada have reported some county confirmations of stripe rust. We haven't been able to find it yet, but that is something folks should keep an eye on. Fortunately, whatever fungicide they choose for their head scab application will also take care of the stripe rust situation.
Smith says when farmers see about 50% of a field with at least one flower out, they have 5 to 7 days to make a fungicide application. He says spraying too early or too late is like not spraying at all and has no benefit. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Thursday at midday, direct cash cattle business is underway and cash hogs are steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cattle markets are seeing some movement today. Light trades reported at 221 to 222 on the live basis in Kansas and Texas, about a dollar higher than last week's weighted averages. There was also light business Wednesday at 220 live in Kansas. Asking prices are 222 plus live in the South, with bids at 231 live in Nebraska, nothing yet on the dress basis. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, compared to the last test 2 weeks ago, feeder steers weighing 650 to 800 pounds were steady to 10 higher, while steers weighing more than 800 pounds were steady to 5 lower, and 750 to 900-pound heifers were steady to 2 lower. USDA says demand was moderate to good, with receipts up from that previous test. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 650 to 750 pounds range from 321 to 341.50. 8 to 9 weight steers sold at 290 to 314. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds reported at 287 to 311.50. 8 to 9 weight heifers brought 267 to 287.50. Box beef at midday was higher with light movement. Choice was up $1.25 at $366.67. Select was $1.19 higher at $352.93. Cash hogs are steady to higher with moderate open negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. It looks like buyers are still in need of some near-term supplies to finish out this holiday-shortened week. Still, demand continues to be a question mark. The wholesale market's been inconsistent recently, and hogs are waiting for the USDA's delayed weekly export sales numbers Friday to see if China shows up again. National direct barrels and gilts are $2.86 higher with a weighted average of $99.27. Iowa Southern Minnesota's up $1.72 at $100.53. And the Western Corn Belt's $2.05 higher at $100.86. Butcher hogs in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnavillo, Iowa today are steady at 66. Pork at midday was up $1.95 at $104.35. Solid gains in picnics, hams, and bellies canceled out losses in loins, butts, and ribs. And over the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live and feeder cattle are higher, supported by that higher midday move in box beef. Meanwhile, hogs are mixed mostly lower despite the positive fundamentals with the questions about sustained demand. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are weak today on profit on fund and technical selling. U.S. planting conditions look good overall, but continue to favor the Midwest over some southern growing areas. Commodities are also monitoring recent legal actions against U.S. tariffs. A lot of moving parts there. July beans are down a half at 10.48. August is one lower at 10.44 and a quarter. Adjusting product spreads, July bean meal is up $2.60 at $296.30. July soybean oil is down 82 points at $48.11 with the drop in crude oil. Corn's down, watching planting, expecting some farmers in parts of the Corn Belt to wrap up in the next few days. Mexico and unknown destinations both bought U.S. corn ahead of the open. July's 5.75 lower at 4.45 and a quarter. September's down 3.75 at 4.26. And wheat's mixed, mostly higher. Chicago and Kansas City and Minneapolis are supported by crop condition concerns. Meanwhile, Chicago's back in the mostly firm side of things with a decline in the dollar. July Chicago is up one at 5.31 and a quarter. July Kansas City's five higher at 5.30 and a quarter. July Minneapolis wheat's up seven at 6.10 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are higher, supported by the cash and wholesale business we've seen so far today. June live's up $1.62 at $215.55. August is $2.12 higher at $210.32. August feeders are up $4.62 at $300.25. And hogs are mixed, currently mostly weak, ahead of tomorrow's weekly export sales report, waiting to see what happens in terms of demand from China. June is down $20 at $100.07. July lean is $15 lower at $103.15. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
It's time to introduce tough weeds to the rapid, effective knockout punch of Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide helps keep your corn acres clear from almost 200 broadleaf weeds, including pesky pigweed, water hemp, and those with HPPD resistance. Protect your fields with Status Herbicide as your frontline post-emergence application and combined with Zidua SC Herbicide in a tank mix for a long-lasting residual. Talk to your BASF representative about Status Herbicide. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck.
Thanks to PVA, Paralyzed Veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Learn more at PVA.org.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be boring. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. When it comes to eating healthy, Anne Marie Krautheim, a registered dietitian and CEO of Wisconsin-based Gen Youth, says,
I'm a believer in balanced variety and moderation, so a little bit of everything. You don't have to eat the whole thing, but enjoy. It's the food. A lot of food is for enjoyment, and we need to keep that in mind.
She tells Brownfield some of the more popular food items for kids are now becoming more nutritionally sound.
Pizza's always a big hit. They really like pizza.
Which is where Domino's Smart Slice comes into play.
They actually produced a pizza that is meets the school meal guidelines and also meets the taste bud preferences of children. So that's been a big hit nationwide.
And when it comes to adding more flavorful foods into the school lunches, she says,
they also are big fans of chocolate milk, kids in school. And, you know, they also want food that they see like out of school. So the bowls, you know, that's really trendy. They see their school as their restaurant, and they'd like to see some of the similar items that's sold outside of school in their school.
She says school lunches have come a long way from not only making them more healthy, but making them more flavorful as well. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM. WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
The 1 o'clock news is sponsored today by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A U.S. district judge says she plans to issue a preliminary injunction to prohibit the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. ABC's Selena Wang has more from Cambridge, Mass.
This is huge relief for the nearly 7,000 international students.